gentlemen, if you really want to lose the belly fat, but also keep and build a lean muscle, you need to be in a slight calorie deficit.
Gentlemen, real quick, if you like what you're hearing, let's connect on social media because I give so much more value on there. My Instagram is DannyCavs4, that's Danny, C-A-V-S-4, and Facebook is Danny Cavallaro, that's Danny, C-A-V-A-L-L-A-R-O. And I'll be expecting a follow from you, but without further ado, let's get into the episode.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Men's Fat Loss Made Easy podcast, where I'm going to give you the best tips and tricks that you could use on your fat loss journey. Today, gentlemen, we're going to be talking about three steps to put on lean muscle, but also trim the belly fat. And like with me, when I was 30 pounds heavier, I was petrified to walk into a gym. I would see these guys that were jacked in tank tops, not even tank tops, like in stringers. It's barely a piece of clothing. And they were just like ripped. I'm like, they have to be on steroids. I'm like, what is going on? And I was just scared to look in the mirror and go to this scary section in the gym with all the dumbbells and all the weights. And like, I was just insecure about my ability. And also I would look in the mirror and I would see this bigger belly. I would see the man boobs and I would need change, but I didn't know how to work around the gym. I didn't know how to really navigate around the weights or the cables. A lot of my clients before starting with us were in the same exact position. They wanted to build muscle, tone up, right? They wanted to get leaner, just didn't know what to do and didn't really feel that confidence by themselves. So I'm going to give you this step-by-step process in order to do so. Number one, gentlemen, if you really want to lose the belly fat, but also keep and build a lean muscle, you need to be in a slight calorie deficit. And I'm going to say that slight is in all caps, right? You don't want to be in a huge calorie deficit and just restrict yourself. If you're only having, gentlemen, 1,000 calories, 1,200 calories a day, and you think you're losing weight, sure, you will lose the weight, but eventually long-term, your body will get into starvation mode and it will store body fat because you're not giving your body the right nutrients it needs. So it's gonna store fat just in case it needs it. It needs that energy for later use simply because you're not eating enough. So stay in a slight calorie deficit. And if you're like, Danny, how do I do that? How do I calculate a calorie deficit? How do I even put that together? Send me a message. I could send you resources. I could send you free websites on how to be in the calorie deficit. It takes 10 seconds to learn that information. Send me a message. I want to help you out, right? But basically, there's a certain calorie amount to maintain your weight right now, gentlemen. There's a certain calorie amount to maintain your weight. So we want to be eating just slightly below that to make sure you lose belly fat, but also maintain and build lean muscle. That's what being in a slight calorie deficit will do. So don't just hear the words, gentlemen, oh, calorie deficit, let me restrict my calories. Don't do that, because you'll lose some weight, but you'll also lose a lot of muscle, and eventually long-term, your body will store fat. I wanna make sure that you keep your muscle and trim the belly fat. So being in a slight calorie deficit, if you're not exactly sure how to get that done, send me a message. I could send you some free resources on how to do that, all right? That's number one. Number two, what I want you to do, gentlemen, is focus on 85% strength training and 15% cardio. So many of you guys, you're watching, you're listening, you're trying to lose weight. You do way too much cardio. You do 45 minutes a day of the elliptical. You do 20 minutes of biking every single day. You get a lot of steps in per day, but your strength training is minimized. You don't really know how to do the cable machines, or you don't really know how to use dumbbells or your home equipment. And that's why you need the right structure, right? But if you're only doing cardio, you're not gonna get the best results. You're always gonna keep that belly fat around the lower love handle area. You're always gonna have that gut that's pointing out. You're gonna have some extra chest fat because you're only doing cardio. What cardio does, it burns calories, and then you put the calories back on in your next meal. So focus on strength training. It will help you build muscle, right? You're not gonna get like huge jacked like Arnold Schwarzenegger, right? But you'll build lean muscle fibers, which in return, gentlemen, will help you burn more calories throughout the day. And that's the key. Because if you can burn more calories throughout the day, that's gonna trim down your belly fat, also get you stronger and more toned up. You have to focus on the weights, right? Even if it's just body weight, push-ups and sit-ups and mountain climbers. Planks is a great one. We have clients that do home workouts, no equipment. They've been crushing it, down 20, 30, 40 pounds because they have the right plan. They're not just doing cardio, wasting time. So make sure you focus on 85% strength training, 15% cardio. Last thing is have accountability, right? A lot of you, you've been trying to do this fitness journey alone for years, and that is why you're stuck. That is why your gut is still jutting out. It's rubbing up against your clothes. Spring, summer's around the corner, and you're not confident in how you feel right now, right? Yes, you might be working out, but it doesn't really look like it to your eyes, right? So I want to make sure you have the accountability where you're not going to fall off track, because right now you can't afford to fall off track, right? You're good some days, then you're off track. You're good some months, and then you travel, work is busy, and you fall off track. If you have the accountability, you have someone in your corner, that is going to help you tremendously lose that fat and build that muscle. So just have a support system, have that accountability, and you'll be much more likely to execute your goals. And that's really it, gentlemen. So make sure you are following these steps. Be in a slight calorie deficit. Focus on strength training over cardio. Have accountability. If you do this consistently, spring will get here and you're going to be down already 10 pounds. You're going to be feeling great. You're going to be having more energy, 10 steps ahead before summer even starts. This way, you could go to a pool or the beach and finally feel confident taking off your shirt. Instead of uncomfortable, always hiding, wearing baggy clothes, you have more energy, you're feeling good, you're able to go on the hikes and go kayaking instead of being always out of breath. This is gonna help you out. This is what's gonna do it. So make sure you are taking action. Like I said, you know where to find me, Instagram, Facebook. I put it everywhere on my podcast, right? If you have questions on how to find a specific calorie deficit for you, send me a message. I will help you out. I will send you all the goodies and we will go from there. But gentlemen, make sure you are implementing. I love you. I appreciate you. God bless you. And I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye. Let's go.
Guys, I really hope this episode helped you. And if you want even more value on how to lose weight, have more energy, feel your best, and build some muscle in the process, follow me on Instagram at DannyCavs4. That's Danny, CAVS4. And Facebook at Danny Cavallaro. That's Danny, CAVALLARO. I would love to connect so I can better help you reach your fitness goals. I appreciate you.